For the 6th, 1983, I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, folks, as I mentioned, I've agreed to be on an interview a week from Monday on the John Stadtmiller program on this very network, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And I guess he's going to have as co-guests Ron McDonald and Ralph Winteroo. Now, I know Ralph just loves our plan. Monday is going to be G-Day, the day of presentment. Very interesting. That should make for a wonderful, vigorous discussion, don't you think? Anyway, as I was saying, we're asking, others have asked, and I've agreed to transmit the request that the jurors hold elections in each of the jurisdictions to elect 3 representatives, your most qualified people, to act as a liaison, a go-between, in the event the governor has questions or the state attorney general has questions. And for that matter, I would say the secretary of state also is an integral part of the implementation of these orders. The people who are elected should know the document inside and out, and my Lord, I am praying that no one makes a commitment that is not covered by the declaration. You can't have people, excuse me, who fly by the seat of your pants. So I suspect in most of the jurisdictions, it will be the coordinator that is elected. But it doesn't have to be, and there may be some jurisdictions where that's actually not appropriate, where the party doesn't feel up to it or was thrown in at the last minute. I certainly hope that in these, 15 or 20 states that didn't respond, I can't imagine there would be anyone there who didn't send me the email address of the jurors because they don't want me to communicate this information to the jurors. I would like not to think that there's no one in our group who would want to protect their position and make sure that they're the party selected for that. What we want here are the 3 best parties in each of the jurisdictions who will take the document that was the concept that I presented to Regan and Tom and this other party on our very first phone call. I started out with prayer and then stating that it was my intent to craft a document that would be a shining beacon for freedom throughout the rest of recorded history, that would stand four square with the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence as being a document of true sovereignty under the Lord that demonstrates piety and our willingness to glorify the Lord in our existence on this earth. And the people that you elect need to be consistent with that, your very finest people, and also those who have the experience and the communication skills to make sure that he doesn't get your grand jury into any sort of difficulty. So, any questions about that from the people who have joined me on the phone call here?
Yes, Dr. Sam. Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah, but Phil, I'm sorry, we're going to break. I suckered you in. I hear the music in the background.
All right.
So when we return, we'll hear from Dr. Phil, and I heard someone else who have a question about that election. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best-tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, success is yours.
Welcome back, folks. All right, we have a long segment ahead of us, and we're here talking with a bunch of coordinators, and hopefully I'm going to ask them for some questions. I believe there was a question or two about the election of the grand jurors for the representatives to act as liaison for the governors. Dr. Phil, did you have a question?
Well, something certainly related. I can see where there's going to be a tremendous amount of consistency probably in the questions from each of those governors in the states. And having it centralized at the guardian elder level certainly makes sense to me, but I know that there may be the need for the liaison. But I would really believe that there's going to be very consistent issues amongst the 50 republics that will need to be addressed almost simultaneously.
Well, you raise a good point. I agree with you to this extent. I've been saying from the beginning, I said this months ago, I don't think the other elders recall this, we've had so many conversations, but I was fairly emphatic in stating that I felt that once presentment is made, we need a small central core that is properly trained to handle such things. We don't have a group of professional salespeople out there, you know, like a pharmaceutical company, and even in companies that have very carefully trained people that go to seminars and week-long retreats and all. Even they have people who hit quota and people who hit 10 times quota. There's great variation there. The reason I've conceded on the point is because the suggestion was made by other parties, and they may have a reason for that, and we always like to give the benefit of the doubt there. And secondly, I don't see a problem with any of the governors. The governors are going to come on board. If you, I can't go into a lot of detail, but they don't have a choice. They don't have a choice, not just because of the way we can present it, but because of all the things that are unfolding behind the scenes as we speak. This really is a tremendous, there's tremendous momentum, and people pretty much know we're coming. Now, as to the presentment itself, Phil, I've put together, you see my material to know the form that some of this will take. I have been crafting as the most important piece of work I've ever crafted, a particular kind of notice from the de jure grand juries of the free American republics. The other guardians and I haven't really had the opportunity to have a four-way discussion on this, but this is something just like the Declaration I've been working on my own, and I've got us to the point where we have a very careful cover document that will leave no choice but for the governors to understand this is a serious process and needs their immediate attention. I'll read you just one paragraph. With great pleasure, and I'll ask you to pay attention to the flavor, because this is the flavor that the coordinators, the liaisons will need, the official governor liaison parties will need in dealing with the governors. And this paragraph says, with great pleasure, the de jure grand juries of the 50 free American republics, in comity with the well-regulated guardians of the free republics duly assembled in all 50 jurisdictions, have the honor of making your acquaintance and issuing the attached warrant for the arrest of your bond. That's a hell of an opening. You think it'll get their attention? Did I hear someone chuckling in the background?
Yeah, that was Dr. Phil. Yeah, you got their attention with that.
Yeah, and if you saw the way it's laid out and the seals of both organizations, the way they're placed on the document, it's certain other triggers that they will be looking for. This will make it very quickly onto their desk. As of this day, the office of governor in each of the 50 incorporated states is reabsorbed into the de jure office of governor of the respective republics. You will be pleased to know that the de jure United States of America Republic has been re-inhabited in all jurisdictions nationwide, and proper civilian authority, that's in quotes, has been restored. There's more here I can't read you from the opening paragraph, but let's just say that their burden of acting as a corporate agent under color of law is lifted from their shoulders. That's the point we're making. And we're doing it all in the spirit of forgiveness. Thus, their children will be free, and this hellacious era of illicit corporations posing as legitimate governments is over. And so you get the idea of what the governors are going to be met with, and the knowledge that they'll have at the beginning, right from the opening bell, that this is a 50-state process. There are also some other procedures in place to ensure that they get the message. So I am very enthusiastic about what's coming. Yes. Yes. Whoever that was. Yes. Anybody. All right. Well, I'm very enthusiastic that that come G-Day, a week from tomorrow, that shortly thereafter, all of the things that we have been fighting for, the ending of the bogus prosecutions, the prisoner releases, the turning over the notices of lien, and all of that stuff, will quickly come to a conclusion. And for that reason, the grand juries will not have to exercise any official capacity. Has anybody seen or encountered any information about that? Because I've heard some rumors that there have been some postings at some website somewhere of trying to assemble the grand juries to intervene in cases and the like. Is there any truth to anything like that?
I had seen a Blogspot website and that may have alluded to that.
All right. Well, I caution the jurors, folks, we don't want you taking unnecessary risks, and anyone who tells you that you should is really acting against the very philosophy and concept that was brought to bear when I wrote version 26 of the Unanimous Declaration. That's important for you to know. Now, that doesn't mean there can't be some credentialing, and all of that has already been completed, and much of it has been completed for many weeks for having credentials, appropriate credentials that will be recognized by the United States without any errors that would... Doug, you can comment on this. Errors that would submit you to the jurisdiction?
Oh, boy, could I comment on that? Yes.
Why don't you comment on the risks of having a piece of paper that appears to be declaring sovereignty but is really a confession of subject class citizenship? Since you got arrested, how many charges did they hit you with on that piece of paper?
On the piece of paper alone, probably about two or three, but a total of about eight charges.
And you were pulled over first about 2 weeks ago when you were on the phone with me, weren't you?
I'm sorry, Sam, you blanked out there?
You were on the phone with me 2 weeks ago when you got pulled over the first time on that.
Yeah, it was. And
when the cop released you, what did I say to you, Doug?
Well, during the conversation, you said that this isn't going to end well. And, boy, Sam, I got to tell you, you were a prophet.
Well, but that's only temporary. But after he released you in 10 minutes. What did I say?
About 2 minutes.
What did I say about the rapidity of that? Do you remember what my words were? Think of the Terminator. We'll be back.
They'll be back. Yeah, they'll be back, right.
Right? I said they're going to take your piece of paper, and they're going to go back, and he's going to come out and arrest you. You remember me saying that?
You did. I thought that you might be talking about that at that moment in time, but it took a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I usually the turnaround time on that is a couple of days. It took a little longer, and I can tell you why, because they consulted the FBI on it. They have instructions to do that.
Oh, indeed.
So
they called the State Department.
I'm sorry, Doug. I spoke over you. Repeat that, please.
Yeah, oh, indeed. They called the State Department. They checked with the FBI. They checked with TSA. And they checked in their own cop database.
That's right. They run it all, and they're very efficient at doing such a thing. And then they went ahead to the prosecutor. They may have even put a grand jury together. Do you have an indictment?
I have an information.
An information. So high crimes on an information, folks. That's why we're doing what we're doing. So I want to caution the grand jurors that it's serendipitous that Doug is on this phone call, considering he just got arrested last week, that you want to be very careful. Don't try to self-design grand jury identifications. Don't even have, you know, there are even leaders among us who have no experience. I'm sorry, we have interference here. There are even leaders among us who have no experience in this regard in how one would assemble such an item. The man I learned such things from many years ago, there were a number of them, and one of them I credit very fondly is David Clarence, who opened my eyes to some missing links in my education. And you build upon those things. When I finally filed my credentials to be magistrate, constable, and a clerk of court, those were genuine credentials, and I still stand by those credentials. And so you don't want to just be designing this stuff off the cuff. And if any of you have that urge, I beg of you, please restrain yourself. Any other questions among the callers here tonight?
Sam?
Yes, Jimmy.
Yeah, what about the possibility of maybe having one or two short phone call training sessions just to give us an idea of a heads up?
Well, I'm sure not only is such a thing possible, such a thing for the liaisons is an absolute mandatory, but not one of these crazy calls where you have 50 people on the phone that you don't know. It would have to be a real dedicated educational call by someone who understands sales techniques and what's in the document. Folks, we'll be back in just a moment. Stick with us, guests, please.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two.
Welcome back, friends. We just had a question asked by one of our esteemed guests about training sessions for the liaisons. I think that's essential, don't you?
Definitely.
And, folks, just try and think ahead a little bit. You're driving in the car. You have your kids next to you and the dog in the back. Your wife's yelling at you. The phone rings, and he says, "Hello, this is Governor Rendell. Are you ready for that call? Does your mind instantly know what to do? Are you going to start talking to him about, well, Governor, are you going to obey our orders? Are you going to cower? Do you know how to even approach it? The training that has to be brought to bear is to know even how to handle the incoming call. First of all, the first rule is you don't take incoming calls. He who makes the call is in control. Any of you guys on this call have sales experience?
Yes, with real estate.
With real estate. And Kevin, you have sales experience. Isn't that true that the caller is the one in control of the call?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What happens when someone else calls you? They get to set the agenda, don't they?
That's right.
Right. So you always want to go into such a call prepared. We might even be able to use this program for some of that training. You want to be prepared. You want to know your agenda. You want to know the objections. And then when you talk to the governor, you want to be You want to come in low, as Jack Smith says, be amazingly humble like an ambassador. I had a call today with someone who was world famous. You would all know. You'd seen him all on television many times. And my opening was, and it's sincere, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I know what it takes for this guy to get where he is, and also the legal battles he's been involved in, the challenges that come along the way of being famous and rich. And so you want to know how to approach him just like an ambassador. If you haven't seen letters from ambassadors, that's a little harder to do, but you certainly want to introduce yourself. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, and welcome aboard in your de jure capacity. Have you received our representative, and have you taken and subscribed the oath of office? You have to know what the desired outcome is. Kevin, what's the minimum outcome of any sales conversation?
To stir up the objections.
All right, but what's the outcome you desire after the sale? At the end of the sales conference, you never leave without what?
A commitment for an order.
Or another appointment at minimum, right?
Okay, yeah.
80% of high-ticket sales folks are sold in a minimum of 5 appointments. It's been 30 years since I had this training, but I remember it like it was yesterday. It was invaluable. So you need to know these things, and know that starts to give you the structure for the agenda. So yes, Jimmy, I think training is an absolute absolutely essential. And if it doesn't occur, you're going to find that the liaisons, no matter how well-trained they are, unless they've thought about the real particulars of what's going to happen, they will actually create some problems. We've seen that already. We've had states. Tim got in one situation where I took an action he was unhappy with. It caused him lots of extra work. And I had a similar reversal on that this week. One of the elders spoke to somebody, blew an agreement I had in one of the states. I got back on the phone, and after a couple of hours, we were able to arrive at the appropriate resettlement, the redraft. That happens. But that does happen when you have too many cooks, of course, and we have many cooks. That's the nature of this game. But we have to be very, very careful, because this is game day. This is the Super Bowl. This is not a dress rehearsal. And so we really need the most competent people doing it. I'll go along with it either way, but yes, if it is other liaisons, trainings essential, even if it's the elders, I would still enjoy the honor of having the ability to train them in methods they may not have been exposed to, areas that I have, and vice versa, of course. I'm willing to take any lessons that they'll bring me. And I guess that leads to the topic of presentment and grand jury duties. Anybody have any questions about that? I know there have been a number of questions raised in email traffic. They haven't been brought to me, but I've heard rumors of them.
Hey, Sam, Dr. Phil. Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
Hey, concerning the logistics of the presentment, who's going to do it and how, if you could just kind of give us a heads up or let us know when we're going to get the heads up.
You know, I wish I had better answers for people. I think it may very well be made clear in a day or so, but my personal preference was that we have an elected official from each of the grand juries simply make presentment, a low-risk presentment, just go right to the mansion, hand it to the guard. It would have, I've already got envelopes prepared that have appropriate grand jury markings, so it's a simple courier providing presentment, or by courier, which could be hired in the area. Not very expensive, $25-$50 gets service. Regan had voiced an opinion by email I remember seeing, where he felt there might be significant trepidation among the coordinators in, or among the grand juries in doing such a thing, and I can certainly understand that as well. Last time I spoke to Tom, he was thinking in terms of UPS or FedEx. Bottom line is that it must get to the governor. It can't be going through a mailroom, and so final decisions will be coming forth on that. As you can see, these are not simple decisions. And then, based upon that decision, then specifies what materials we need and who signs them and all the other stuff. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The boogie train. It's a boogie thing. Welcome back, folks. I see a number of questions that have come in that my producer has posted. I just lost a couple of them. Figure that out. One says, how does one contact one of the original 26 signers of the Guardian sheet? Well, that's an easy one. People think I'm being anal about some of the things that I ask for, I'm sure. I might think that, too, if I didn't know better. But the reason I asked for a juror list, listing them with a comma between them, because that's known as comma delineated form, and what I had planned to do was go to each of those states' emails, there would be 50 of them, and simply do a reply one by one and paste in the information about the election so that each of the jurors would have access to all of the other jurors instead of letting have our coordinators, as wonderful as they are, have a complete lock on that information. You remember I had asked that we keep the coordinator information restricted and limited so that there wasn't a lot of distracting traffic about this, that, or the other thing. And the coordinators decided that they would rather have a free-for-all with that stuff, and so that's the way it's been. So now that same free-for-all should be applied to the grand jurors in this case so that they have access to each other regarding making sure that this election is held in a timely fashion. However, that still is the job of the coordinator, and the coordinator can get in touch with all of the grand jurors. But now the grand jurors are noticed to expect it so they can clear out their calendars and make sure that this happens in a timely fashion. Another question says, and how would one choose reasonable representative candidates without familiarity with them? Well, the answer to that is you won't. If you don't know them, you have a heck of a problem. And therefore, your ability to network and gather and gauge the skill of each other's and listen to the recommendations of your local leaders is certainly invaluable. More importantly, if there's someone among you who clearly is not appropriate, without any malice in your hearts, make sure that that party is not one of the representatives. You can't have an unknown entity negotiating with a governor or someone who is extremely changeable or not reliable, doesn't have the communication skills, doesn't answer their phone, or whatever the thing, the problem may be. And that's not to cast aspersions at anyone. That's just planning, folks. So you need to select your best candidates. However, I vote with Dr. Phil. It really should be the guardian elders and those that are available in the blink of an eye to be able to handle a call from a governor or especially a state attorney general. I've spoken, and all the other guardians I'm familiar with have spoken to judges and attorneys, some of us regularly. Some of us love those calls. I personally do. Any call where I have a chance to talk to a former judge or an attorney or someone of that, or someone in law enforcement who's come over to our side, or a prosecutor, to me, that's a blessing from the Lord. I absolutely love those calls, and I hope the people you choose will have experience in that regard. Any other questions, fellas?
Sam, Doug in Utah, what do you see happening after presentation?
Boy, that's a good question. That's an area, obviously, I have to be a little... show a little discretion in, but the reason I say there is good reason why I say the grand juries will not be expected to have to stand in the capacity of fighting rogue officials, and I'm going to talk more about that in a minute because I am prepared for that contingency, especially with IRS, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I don't expect we'll have to do any of that. I think there are going to be extremely rapid changes, the kind that challenge your mind to believe that they're possible. And I'm saying that based upon recent conversations, some of them not the greatest of conversations because people are talking between the lines, so to speak, but also in confirming with outside sources. And if you're unable to get me on the phone, more than likely, I'm off in contact with an outside source, especially over this next week. So I expect you're going to see changes happening quickly. Now, I can't tell you if that means prosecutors are simply going to drop cases or what's going to happen, but we did say that you'll need a liaison for state attorneys general, did we not? Now, that... I don't know how many people even heard that. I'll ask you to be honest in this, fellas. When you heard that, did it cross any of your minds with a, wow, state attorney general, that means the problems are over? Did that enter anybody's mind? I'll take that to be a round of no's. Well, the minute I heard the term state attorney general, to me, that indicated that we have our solution in hand. If you think the lead prosecutor for the state can't solve most of your problems, then I want to sell you a bridge. So the legal problems are going to disappear quickly, in my opinion, based upon what I know. And I believe the IRS problems will disappear also very rapidly. I am aware that the IRS know that they will be closing over the next year and a half. Now,
Sam,
yes,
Don. Can I interject and ask if that includes the U.S. tax court?
That's a good question. That's addressed in Phase 2 officially. And Phase 2 sitting in my computer. You would be shocked if you saw the latest version of Phase 2 and how all of the federal institutions that have been your nemesis now are going to become your best friends. And not in the way we were talking about it years ago, but literally in the sense that you will have recourse from this point on. We do expect the order for the prosecutors, excuse me, the order for the political prisoners to be listed before us in 30 days to be obeyed. And that would be one of the points that you would be discussing with a state attorney general as far as that state venue, wouldn't it? A very important point. So each of these links to the governor and the AG would have to have a list, have to have an agenda solidly cemented in their head and maybe on a piece of paper to guide them. Excuse me. But, Doug, what the hell would you want tax court for?
Well, I don't.
Good, because that's the way it's going to be. If all failed, folks, it still would not be time for the grand jurors to stand up. They might be able to, and we have methods for that. But I've already prepared orders from the guardian elders or from this guardian elder, and I am prepared to close IRS myself. And I have the procedure all ready to go, and it means business. It can be done locally. It can be done nationally. I don't expect to have to use it because I do know that there are changes underway and that the Fed, DTC, IRS, Axis of Evil, Ed Treasury, and you have a quadrangle of evil is all going to be brought under control. So I realize some of you have faced recent invasions and the like, and you face challenges even now as the last elements of Auschwitz and Dachau and Bergen-Belsen are brought to its knees. But very quickly they're going to be wising up that the people are back. We have the authority and the power to ensure that they no longer trespass on our private affairs. And by the way, I do expect that there will be a mechanism for utilizing public facilities to enforce the very orders that are required. That's why, because I do believe the facility is being put into place as we speak, I don't believe it will be necessary to use any of it. The same way, if there was any discipline in 1933, you sure didn't hear about it, did you?
I wasn't there.
Say again, Jimmy?
I wasn't there.
I stand correct. Well, maybe you were.
How old were you? Maybe I was.
But the rest of us weren't. Excuse me. So we are prepared. You know, being a grand jury, being a member of a leader of a militia or a member of a militia, excuse me, is a position of high responsibility. It's not a game. It's not for the weak of heart. And it's not for people who really don't have the experience at this time. And that's why I was urging the coordinators that I had contact with to please select the cream of the crop when they construct these grand juries in the slim event that the grand jury has to stand. Now, if anyone on a grand jury gets the bright idea that you want to stand in a local case, the rest of you need to ask him or her to be patient, because you would not want to place the grand jury in a position that would endanger the entire presentment. And even after presentment, you wouldn't want to go out on a limb if you're not going to be fully backed by a knowledgeable grand jury and leaders who are prepared to enforce. Again, I just want to emphasize that I really do not anticipate the need for the grand juries to act in such a capacity, but I have prepared all of the materials, serious materials, based upon all of the years of experience in issuing pleadings in equity and admiralty, in common law, and eventually well-grounded on the land as members of the sovereign people. I am prepared with those materials if it should get a little bit nasty. I see some more questions here. How do jury members find out the other jurors so they can communicate? Well, that again was the mechanism of the comma delineated emails in emails to me. When I would send out the notice of the election, which I guess I made tonight, you would have it would be with those email addresses in the CC box, so they would be visible to everyone. And how do we get copies of the documents before contacting AGs? Well, you see, folks, the question is, how do we get copies of the document before contacting AGs and governors? Anybody want to comment on that question? How do we get copies of the document, meaning the declaration, before contacting states' attorney generals and governors?
We can get it through the state coordinator.
Oh, yes, you can see them, but see how the question is worded. How do we get copies before contacting? We're not contacting the AGs and governors. We're waiting for them to contact us. This is what I mean about if we delegate this particular function to the grand juries. As I said, I'm willing to go along with it, and I don't mean to denigrate the skills we may have. I'm sure we have some very highly skilled, fine people out there, but in the majority of the situations, we have people who are not yet, I believe, at that point where they should be negotiating this plan with governors and AGs. And the problem becomes, if you don't really know what you're doing, you might actually try and get in touch with the AG and the governor, as this question implies. Folks, don't do that. Wait for, you would be listed as the contact for the AG and the governor, which also means that each of the presentment letters will have to be individualized to that AG and governor, which will make for 50 separate presentments, a little more complicated, but certainly not outside the realm of doability. Any questions, fellas? Oh, before I take any other questions, just one other point, if I make. I don't mean to be harping on this point of knowing what you're doing or having the experience. But let me just give you a small example. Doug, you had that terrible example, of course, of using a document that said state, a document to proclaim yourself as sovereign. And what did it say at the top of the documents in uppercase block letters?
Oh, Sam, I don't want to admit it.
Oh, please.
I'm on my
knees begging. Well, I tell you what, you don't have to. I'll make something up. Someone else I know had a document proclaiming sovereignty that said State of New York along the top. How'd I do, Doug?
You're pretty good.
All right. So State of New York, a confession into the jurisdiction claiming sovereignty underneath. Now, you see, Doug, you've been to enough of my little seminars. I haven't given any, obviously, in months. Since I got involved in this project, and won't be because I do believe it deserves all of my attention. But the last couple I gave were based upon return of process and true sovereign documentation. Let me address this to Rich. You were at a couple of those meetings, you and Jimmy, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
And you guys remember how easy is it to create a private document that no prosecutor, that no IRS agent, that nobody would dare to trespass on? How hard is that?
You gave the template.
Well, even if you didn't have the template, now from your own knowledge, is that very tough to do?
No.
You have a certain kind of seal on it, certain kind of language, certain use of terminology. We use a flag. We use certain kind of warnings, right?
Right.
And there's no question you don't get past the opening page. It's a private document. It's not one of those quote-unquote trusts that Section 7701 of Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, says IRS has jurisdiction over if it falls within the jurisdiction of a court. Well, could anyone interpret any of my stuff as falling in their jurisdiction?
Now you pretty much say who you are and leave me alone.
Yeah, it's a whole different world, right? We create our own world, the real world. Well, I cannot impress upon you folks how important it is to know what you're doing in constructing such things. Let me give you an example. I've seen, if you look at the, got many emails about the declaration, and if you look at it, one of the questions concerns, was there a small U in the United States and a large U in other places? Anyone want to take a guess at that?
Yeah. Declaration of Independence used the term United with a small U, States of America.
Right.
The Constitution used the term United, big U, States of America.
You've been cheating.
I just read.
You got it very correct, and I'll explain the significance of that and a mistake I see on emails floating around as we speak when we return after our final commercial break.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back, folks. All right, so Doug was right. The small U means the word united is adjective, B being used to describe states of America, and those states of America were confederated under the Articles of Confederation. So when we say this is an order of the de jure grand juries of the people with a capital P of the United, small u, states of America assembled under God, what we are saying is that your venue is actually a grand jury of living men and women on the land representing the Lord. You are the Lord's grand jury, nothing less than that, as declared and authorized further under the Declaration of Independence and further declared under the Articles of Confederation. That is the venue of your grand jury. And my obvious question to you would be, how many of you on the grand jury actually understand that? I would venture to say probably not a lot. There are a few among you students who understand it, but that's the kind of understanding that you should have when you are approaching a negotiation with any of these de facto officers and when you are undertaking any actions of your own to be safe. When we say that this document, well, let me actually scroll up to the top and find a passage from the Unanimous Declaration. It says, as memorialized in the Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States, well, that's a small u also, and that's correct. There are places in the document, such as the fourth paragraph, where we say, and the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, circa 1787. That's with a capital U. And I had many questions about that, as I recall from Dr. Ann, about the small u and the large u. And it's very hard to give a course like that to people individually, but the large u is suggesting that we are restoring to that period of time. Why? Because 300 million people believe in the Constitution, and probably 100 million would put their lives on the line to defend it. The de jure grand jury has authority and venue larger than that because it's antecedent to the Constitution for the United States of America and the present Constitution of the United States of America. That's what I mean about understanding, really understanding what it is you're doing. Now, who on earth is circulating emails? I saw another one today, and I thought I had put this to rest weeks ago, that say ST with a capital S, coordinators with a capital C, state coordinators. Every one of you who has those emails on your computer is harboring evidence that any prosecutor could use to charge you with criminal false impersonation, with all the things that got the common law grand jury arrested in Nevada. For those of you who don't know it, look it up on the web. That happened, I believe, within the last year. They came in, they raided them, arrested a bunch of people, because after all their study, they and I don't mean to criticize those men, but this is a learning experience. They didn't understand what they were doing. And there are very few who do, who truly understand how to operate on the land. So if you're using the term state coordinators with a capital S, and confessing to operating on behalf of the corporation, you are placing yourselves in harm's way. Anyway, I may not, well, I should have an opportunity to speak with you once more on the program prior to G-Day, but if not, either way, to all the coordinators and the guardians and the jurors and the courageous men who joined me on the program tonight, as all of this comes to culmination, I wish you the Lord's blessings. Good night, and God bless.
With recent internet.